We are up to Sif Yud Ches. Whereas until now we dealt with a lot of the very practical halachis, today we're going to deal in the coming sifim with a number of lamdisha inyanim, lamdisha topics. And Sif Yud Ches is one. The halachis of Yud Ches we all know, but the language of the Shulchan Aruch is very significant. So let's see. Sif Yud Ches. Kainim v'leviim p'turim epinyan aben. Kainim and leviim, as you know, are not played at their children. V'afilo kehenes leviya nesu'a li'Yisrael. Ein aben chayiv epinyan. So that we all know. This is the one rare case where a woman who's the daughter of a kain or a levi actually has something from it. And that is that she doesn't make a pinyan aben. She'ena dover toli ba'av elabe. Now that line, what is that line? She'ena dover toli ba'av elabe. She'nemer peterechem. What do you mean, ena dover toli ba'av elabe? We should say, hadover toli ba'av ubeim. His language is, pinyan aben doesn't depend on the father, only depends on the mother. Isn't that difficult, Lashon? It should say, Ein adam atoli ba'av bulvad, ela gam be'ein. What's the difference between peturim and einam chayavim? What does it say, einam chayavim? Shnei b'derechem ein aben chayiv b'pinyan, shein tov ba'av. Even if you want to explain a lomdisha difference, you'll have to figure it out. You're right, it's a change in language. But I think the answer is this. Why, if the father's a kayim, why is the son pater? The Shulchan Aruch is saying it's not because the father's a kayim. It's because the son is a kayim. Really, it only depends on the mother. Only a mother... The only nafkamina is if the mother is a kehenes or a levia, she paters the child. The father being a kohen or levi doesn't pater the child. It's the child being a kohen or levi that paters. My nafkamina. Let's say you have a kohen whose son is a Yisrael.
Well, he's a chalo.
You have a kohen whose son is a chalo, is a Yisrael. If a kohen marries a grusha, then the son is not doesn't have a din kayin. He's a Yisrael. What? No, he's a Yisrael. He's not a kayin. He's a kayin apostle. He's a Yisrael. What? Well, in practical halach, he's definitely Yisrael. It's ksubi. You don't write hakayin. You just write his name. He's not a kayin. Oh, so let's see. According to what we're saying now, the son should be chayiv opinion. Okay, let's see. The Shulchan Aruch will talk about it. So kayin will be a paturim opinion aben. Vafilu kayis will be in this will be Yisrael. Ein a bechayiv opinion shena davar toli ba'av elabeim. Shena ma'ar peter rechem be Yisrael. Vim nis'abra me'ay v'kechavim. And if the mother, who's now if she's a regular Yisrael, she's pregnant from an avi kechavim, vice versa, pasha the child is chayav opinion. And the sabra chavim ben halavia patim opinion. If the mother is a ben levia, patim the child. Ben kohenes. Let's say the mother is a ben kohenes. Chayav opinion. Why? Shai nischal leimay min hakohuna bebilas avi kechavim. A woman who's mezana with a guy becomes a chalala, so she's no longer a kayin. So here you have a case where a levi trumps a kayin. A levia, well, it's not a wonderful case, this when you're mezana with a guy, but a ben levia, a bas levi, a levia, who's mezana with a guy, still patters her child, because she's still a levia. A kehenes is mezana with a guy, she gets it in cholo, she's ice kehenes, and a mele, the child is chayiv. So there's a famous line from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that if you have more kedusha, then you fall more, because a levi has less kedusha and his mezana stays a levi, and a kehenes has more kedusha and his mezana doesn't become a levi. A regular chol doesn't get a Levi Aliyah. If you have a kohen that marries a grusha, he doesn't get a Levi Aliyah, or his child doesn't get it. He gets the Yisrael Aliyah.
Bas grusha.
She's a cholol. A chol married. If her father was a kohen, her mother was a grusha. Yeah. So we're going to have the dinim of a chol and sif yutes. So we'll get to it momentarily.
But a chol Yisrael.
Right, the scholar imay min hakuna. She has din Yisraelis. She can't eat truma. She has din Yisraelis. She no longer has a din kayin. Once she's mischalal, she's a zayin, and she gets a din of Yisrael. She doesn't pata al shah.
She gets a din
zayin. She can't marry a kayin. Even Yisrael gets a din zayin. They don't become a chalal. You don't lose that you're a Levi. Just like a Yisrael's Mazar doesn't lose that she's a Yisraelis. But she's a Zayna. She's not a Chol, she's a Zayna. The Zayna is Asa to a Kayin. But a Chalala, that's only a Kayin Shinas Chalo. That's what I'm saying.
A Chol would be
No, chayev opinion. The Levia, a Zaynas son is chayev opinion. If the Zaynas is a Levia, her son is Pata because she's a Levia. She didn't lose the status of Levia. A Kaihenes is Mizana becomes a Chalala, Nischalala. So via him a Chalala, it says on the daughter. So the daughter becomes a Chalala, and the Mela, she's the status of Yisrael, and the child is chayev opinion. So this is a case where the Levi's level is higher than the Kayin's level in that it doesn't fall. It doesn't lose its din of a Levi. If a Levi marries a guy, he's still a Levi. If a Kayin marries a guy, he becomes a Nischal. So what? No. The status, all Yichus status has nothing to do with Mezid. It's not a punishment, it's a fact. The mamzer is even. What? Marries a guy. Right. Chayav opinion. Oh, so if the father's a guy, and the woman has a baby from a guy, so. There's no din bezdin by pinyan aben. It's a din of the child. When the child grows up, he becomes chayav opinion. Bezdin is only reaped by bris milah, but not by pinyan aben. So the child himself will be chayav pinyan aben when he. We're going to have that peferish in Sivchav. If the father's a guy, that there's still the opinion on the child. Okay, so basically. We learn here this din, the din that only the mother patters and not the l'chayra. It should come out in nafkamina, which doesn't say here b'feirish. But let's say a kayin, how come a kayin marries a grusha kayhenes? Okay, a kayin marries a grusha. The child's a chalo in Israel. A kayin marries a grusha who's a kayhenes. She should pater her child. She's still a bas kayin. Oh, she's also in the schal. She's also in the schal, you're right. The child's a cholol. Yes, a Yisrael, who's cholol is Yisrael. Yisrael's mother's a bas kayin. Is pater. The problem is that she herself is a woman mitzvah, Mr. Moso. What? If she, all right, if the halach is that she's not, if the halach is on her, Mr. you're right, then she's nischalala. Okay, what? That she's nischalala. Well, it says here, bilas evi kechavim, you're saying the same thing with bilas grusha. Okay. Savia hi mechalales is even on a grusha. Marries a kayin. Okay. Are you right? So for that reason, you're right. Okay. A grusha who's a Levia who marries. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. What about a grusha Levia? Can become a cholo. Okay, that would be the left. A Kayan marries a Grusha Levia, the child should be Pater. What? She should pater a child. A Levia can't become a Chalala. The Israel that lives. How could Israel become a Chalala? She can't become a Chalala. How could Israel become a Chalala? So she's ice Levia, you think? She won't pat her child? So I'm not sure. Dina Machal, we're going to learn right now in the next sif, but it's confusing. If Baslavia marries a guy. Baslavia we have here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Levia marries a guy, the child is Chayiv. So Levia marries a. Yeah, no. If a Levia marries. No. It patters, that's what I mean. A Levia marries a guy, patters. A Levia marries a Levia Grusha marries a guy, should also patter the child. I was saying Levia marries a guy, patters the child. Even though she's Pasla Kuna. She's a Zayna, not a Chalala. So, a Grusha Levia can't become a Chalala. She's from a Zayna. How can she become a Chalala? She's a Levia. If she's Mizana with a guy, she passes a child. So you have a case where a Yisrael, or a Kayenes, who's pregnant from a guy, is Chayiv and Pidyon, the child's Chayiv and Pidyon HaBen, and only Levia, who's pregnant from a guy, Pat is a child from Pidyon HaBen. That'd be the only case. That's what comes out.
So if a Chalala...
You're going to get me mixed up now.
Marries a Gioris.
Chalala...
Marries a Gioris.
Chalala's allowed to marry Gioris.
Yeah. So then the child is a regular Pidyon HaBen.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so again, the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sif Yud Ches that the mother's status Pat is the child. And Mimela... An afkamina in all the cases we know, which makes Pidyon HaBen rare, because father or mother from Shevet Levi patters, and also from a guy we have here this chiddush. Vimhi the Ramah, vimhi meres shemi Yisrael nisabra. He have a lady. She says this baby is from a Jewish mother.
This is the Baskayim.
She says mi Yisrael nisabra. Yisrael Machishavayim Meshev Kechavim Nisabra had been put them in opinion. What's the case? The woman is pregnant, and now they're having an argument what she's pregnant from. She says, I'm pregnant from Yisrael. And Yisrael says, you're pregnant from the guy. So, Hamaytuchle Ovaraya, you're put them in opinion. Now, which side is Chayiv in opinion? She's pregnant from?
If she's from Yisrael, it would be Chayiv in opinion.
Yeah.
When, if she's putter, if she's pregnant from, if she's pregnant from a guy, then the son is chayib opinion. And if you're pregnant from the guy, let's see Shach of Gimel. The Shach says that there's something confusing here. Shach of Gimel. Haben putter in opinion af she yigdol. What's the case? She says I'm pregnant from Yisrael. She's a Kehenes. She says, I'm pregnant from Israel. And he says, no, you're pregnant from someone else, from a guy. Let's see the case, the way the Shach explains the case. Haben potem in opinion, Avshiyagel. The Shemahi mechazeves. Maybe she's lying. By Yisrael, I'm a MS. And maybe the Yid is telling the truth, she's pregnant from a guy. The Levush says the Tzad Petur is that she's pregnant from a guy. That's the Tzad Petur. Maybe she's pregnant from a guy in your partner. V'tosu, the other rabbi, k'shisrael oimer emes. If it's true that she's pregnant from a guy, Yisrael is telling you she's pregnant from a guy, then haben chayiv. She's chalal beis avi kechavim. But she was not with a guy, she doesn't pater her children. So, you have to say the reverse. Shema, who mechazev, he I meres emes, and then she's potter the he imeris emes. If she's telling the truth back from Yisrael, says she passes a child because she's a kehenes. Okay, so that's what it says here in the Ramah, and the Shach ends up with a tzarachian on the monis in this case. He buys a tzarachian because the Yisrael could say, "You're not pregnant for me." Well, what's his business to say you're pregnant from a guy? He could say, "It's not me." They say you're pregnant from a guy. What kind of nemonis is that?
Two people in the room. There were two people in the room. One or the other. They were locked up together. All together.
Who's believed to say that? That's what happened.
The lady herself is saying it's one or the other.
The lady herself is not. She's saying who it's from. But she's saying I'm pregnant from Yisrael, and my child's part of being of it. And he's saying.
We do DNA tests
anymore. In time of Shulchan Aruch, they certainly didn't do DNA tests.
Affiliation.
Remember
the child himself.
You
say he's
father,
but
should
they have a
to pardon
themselves?
No, it's going over Raya by Pian Ben. We always say it's going over Raya. We'll talk about that. But the Shulchan Aruch says he's
talking about a single woman.
We're talking about a single woman. We're talking about a single woman, a Bas Kayin, and she's pregnant. She says from a Jew, in which case she pardons her child. And Yisrael says you're pregnant from a guy, in which case the child is chayiv. So that's the next sif. We'll talk about that. If there was a geirus in the middle, so that's in sif chav.
What's the difference with the father?
Then it doesn't matter who fathered the child, but it's true. But she's saying I was never the schala. I mean, if a woman, right? She's saying I was the schala with a yid. A woman's not a chala.
Had she had relations with a guy
it's true because the Yisrael doesn't have to say I know you're pregnant from the guy, he just has to say I know you're mezana with a guy.
Right.
True, that will be enough to make the child a
no matter what she does, it's always but
he's always gonna part of the child, right?
So what was all the questions?
I'm just saying it just comes out queer. You have it's true. A Bas Levi patterns the child. Never, ever, ever. Right. Okay.
That's a simple rule.
That's right.
Is it
because
he's a
Bas Levi or because
the child?
No, don't. That's Toli Bay. Toli Bay patters. Toli the child depends on the case. Okay. When I just remembered, I told you once that I was once I spent a few summers in Naro. I was a summer Rebbe's yard site. And they were saying stories between Milcham Arev of the Satmar Rebbe about his humility. So someone told a story about how he got up to speak at Pinyan HaBen. And it was in Sefer Bereishis there in Parashas Lech Lecha Vayera. So Satmar Rebbe got up to speak. So he spoke. I mean, I've had to compare it like Shmuel Birnbaum. You know, he got up and he said Shtikl Torah. He didn't, not the Drushy stuff. He said Shtikl Torah. So he got up at the Pinyan HaBen and he started clearing a Shaila. If when Yishmael was born, if Avram did Pinyan HaBen, was Peter Echel Leimai? Did Avram do Pinyan HaBen when Yishmael was born?
It wasn't Peter
Echel. So, because there was a failed pregnancy before, so we have to learn Lay and Sifchav Beis and Chav Gimel what the din is after a miscarriage. But from there, he wanted to clear Yishmael. So the way they told it is that a simple Jew got up, raised his hand. Somebody didn't raise his hand, just stood up. Said a Schneider, a tailor, got up, and he said, "What do you mean? It says that Avram was a Kayin, because when Shem came and when he gave to Maki Tzedek, Maki Tzedek said, Baruch, was Avram is Gebench Kel El Yain. He put Avram before Hashem. So Benayla he lost the Kuna, it went to Avram. So he said Avram is a Kayin, he's Pata. So Samar Rebbe said." You're right, and he sat down. So after that, after Bruce heard this, he started clearing what would the drasha have been. Had I been for that, what was the shtickle tire? So Bruce said then that the whole thing's a mistake, the Rebbe was right, and the Schneider was wrong. He said, a Kayin isn't part of opinion I ben. A Kayin's only part of opinion I ben, he comes from Shevet Levi. And Shevet Levi has a p'tor for opinion I ben. There's an opinion of Shevet Levi against all the Bechayrim. If you have a Kayin who's not from Shevet Levi, why would he be Pater? That's what he said. You have a Kayin who's not from Shevet Levi, why would he be Pater? He became Kayin Lekar Eliyah, but he's not from Shevet Levi. So why would he Pater?
Martin, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bury
Yeah. She's not from Sheva Levi. There's nothing to opinion of Ben. There's nothing to Hilchus Kuna. Hilchus Kuna is Hilchus Kuna. I'm just saying, it's opinion of Ben. The opinion connected to Bechayrim, that Sheva Levi. Kainim also happened to be in Sheva Levi. He said, hey, right, piggyback with the Levine.
So why they want to bring Tamar for him? She's a Baskai.
And you do understand why they wanted to burn Tamar for being a Baskai. But you see, it has nothing to do with being Sheva Levi. Only it has to do with Sheva Levi is the opinion. No, but me says not to do. Kedushas Kuna is Kedushas Kuna. It's two different things. So Chol is less than a lady. That's what Chaim's word. That somewhere in the Grach HaLashas, he said that, I forgot what he's medamed to, he says a higher Kedusha falls lower. A lady is a lady, even if he's a relative. But a Kayin, who's a higher Kedusha, loses his nice, not even lady. He becomes ice lady. Even that's loses his mind.
That's why this Kedusha never just fell down. They posted after the first, when they went out the first time.
Maybe that's why.
They went in with greater
Kedusha. That's what he talks about.
They were with greater Kedusha, they lost it. Now with less Kedusha.
Let's continue in Sif Yud Tes on this theme, which is, as I said, more lumdis than halacha. It's halacha, but it doesn't come up that much. Let's see Sif Yud Tes. Kayin Shanayla Bilay Ben Chalol. What should be the difference before we read what it says? You have a Kayin and his son, he marries a Yisraelis, and he has a child who's a Chalol. What do we understand?
He married a Grusha.
He married, let's say, a Grusha. See, any of them, a Zayna, Chalol, a Grusha. So what should, before we read it, you're cheating. What should be the din? Do you have a Kayin who has a son who's a Chalol? Shechayv and Pinyin. The child's not a Kayin. And he ends up a Tali El Abayin. So it should be totally a pidyon. So you have a case at the pidyon aben, Davi aben, and the kayin could be the same person. If it comes out, he's a kayin, and what? He'll be giving himself the money. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He wasn't a bas levi. Okay, bas levis are kaddish and they don't start over again. Well, let's read. No, she loses it if she married. If she's a grusha. So let's read what it says. If the father died within 30 days, the son has to be paid himself. So what does that mean? That's good. That's what we're saying. Again, only a mother patters, not a father. The mother, in this case, doesn't patter. The child is a chol, he's not a kayin. He's chayiv and pidyon aben. Now, if the father is alive on day 30 or 31, then the father is paid himself. He takes the money from his left pocket and puts it in his right pocket. So the ben is paid, the father is paid, he doesn't have to take it from his right pocket or left pocket. He owes money to kahuna, and he's kahuna. But if he dies within 30 days, so if you die within 30 days, there's no chiyuv. So it's very geschmack. So far, this sif is very geschmack. It's confusing if you don't think about it. We're going with what you say. You pater if the mother paters, here the mother's Yisrael, or the child is a kayin or a levi. Since the chol, the child is not a kayin, not a levi. Divorced. The child is not a kayin, and not a levi. He didn't even marry her, just the zan. So zok to Shulchan Aruch Vayit. He divorced her already. You want to be divorced her? He never married her, whatever. Read what it says, please. Now, imesa av la'achar shloishim yaim, kvarzacha av bepinyaynai. If the father dies after 30 days, then he's zaychid opinion. V'yarshva b'naymi menu, his son yarshins. Everything's great. Hilkach, now it's not great. The last four words. Hilkach, therefore, if the father dies after 30 days, the son, who's a chalal, who's Israel, yafrish ha-pidyin ve'akvenu la'atzmai. He should separate the pidyin and keep it for himself. He yashna from his father. What in the world is going on here? What's going on here? Everything was so good, and then you stick in this hilkach at the end. What's the makar for the hilkach? Ice ma'am or rasham? Now look at the baragayla. We don't understand this. That's also a question. One second. We don't understand what's going on here. If the father died before 30 days, we understand. The son is chayav and pidyon. Father died after 30 days, we understand. The child's part of him pidyon. The father's paid himself. Hilkach, the son has to be mafresh. Now look at Bera Goy Lamem. Sakta Baragaila, is it Baragaila on the top right. Harosh Midi Dahava Amisha Yarash Tavolim Avimaikayan. Someone the Ashens Tevel Shamisakla Yomekra Chumalakayan, that you have to separate it. And well, why do you have to say every kayin? You have tevel, you have to separate truma to make a nice tevel, and then you keep the truma for yourself. So here, what's this dimyan? By tevel, there's an isati tevel. You have to separate truma to fix the tevel. Over here, what's going on? You have here a son who's a bachar. The father's alive. It's automatic pinion. His father dies. Now the son has to do it like our first tevel. The double pella. Yeah, what's going on?
Also again.
What?
The father's still alive, and then he comes 13 years old. That's also fine.
If you need a ma'aser, you need a ma'aser.
What do you mean? The father should have to do a hafrasha.
No, the kid, the child. Yeah.
No, the father should have to do a hafrasha.
So the issue here. What? So the father also has to do it. So why does it say when the father's alive, Yafishev, Vitolatzmai? Why? It's funny it doesn't say it here. So if the father didn't do it. So what's the difference? What's the difference if the father dies less than 30 days or after 30 days? If the father did a pinyon, then the child's pater. Like every single person. If the father did a pinyon, the child is pater. Every Bukhar in the world. Right. Right. But you need a Maisa? So then he's the same as every Yisrael. Every Yisrael has a Bukhar. It doesn't matter if he dies more than 30 days, less than 30 days. If he did a pidyon, the child's potter. If he didn't do a pidyon, every Yisrael, it's that way. If he did a pidyon, the child's potter. If he didn't do a child's chayiv. Kind of the same thing. He did a pidyon, the child's potter. He didn't do a pidyon, the child's chayiv. So what's this sif different than every Yisrael? Every Yisrael is exactly the same thing.
So, is it both on the child or the father? If the father is alive, the father has to do it.
So it's the same as Yisrael. Yisrael is a baby. If the father is alive, the father has to do it. What's the difference between Yisrael?
The father was doing it, but until he...
Does he have to do a Ma'aser for Asher?
Yes.
So then why is he different than any Yisrael who has a Bechar? Every Yisrael has a Bechar. The father dies within 30 days.
No, the difference is he keeps it. He does not brush. He says, here.
But what else if he keeps it? He has to keep it. He gives it to Kayin. He wants to give it to himself.
He gives it a different Kayin. He gives it to himself.
So that's the Sif? That's what the whole Sif is coming for?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. It's a very difficult Sif. The question someone asked, according to this, what happens if there are five sons? A Kayin has a house full of children, and one of his children is this child that was noiled a challah. So the children split, their five sons, they split the five slain, or just this Bechar Le'imai separates and keeps it for himself, or all the children split it. You see what I'm saying? When the father's alive, do you need a Ma'aser Hafrasha or not? If you don't, so then it's like the father was nifta already. If you do, so it means it didn't happen yet. So what exactly is happening? Let's think through the two possibilities. The father's alive, he's a Kayin, his son's a Yisrael, because his son's a Chalom. So now, there are two possibilities. Either you do need a Ma'aser opinion, or you don't need a Ma'aser opinion. Either way, we're going to have a problem. If you do not need a Ma'aser opinion, it's just automatic. One minute, let me finish. If it's automatic, then it's automatic, so then why when he dies after 30 days, why does the son have to do anything? It's all over, it's all automatic. Elamai, what? Himself. The father died before 30, none of us have any issue. The father died before 30 days, there's no father in the picture, the son's a Bukhari, he has to be paid himself, like any son whose father died before 30 days. But less than 30 days is nothing to talk. The father died less than 30 days. No shame. If the father died after 30 days, Mumanashach. If you hold, here you have a case, the father's a Kayin, the child has a Din Yisrael. If you hold that the father, why does he have to take over one packet and put in the other packet? It's automatic. If you hold it's automatic, it doesn't make sense why when he dies, his son should have to do a pinyon. Elamai, it's not automatic. The father has to do a pinyon aben. If he makes a bracha, doesn't make a bracha, but he has to do a pinyon aben. He's got to take out five shkalim and say, this is pinyon on my son, and then put it back into his own packet. If you're going to say that, So then what does it mean if he didn't do it and he dies, the son yarshins? Why yarshins? There was no opinion. The son's a Yisrael. What is he yarshin? The son should have to now separate 5 shekalim and give it to a kayin. If nothing, if it didn't happen, the son should have to now take 5 coins and give it to a kayin. Here we have a strange thing. We're saying the son's a Yisrael. He didn't do anything wrong. His father married a chalal. He's a Yisrael. So now, it's a strange thing. We're telling the son, you have to do a pinyan abed. But you can keep the money. I can keep the money, I'm a Yisrael. No, you yashin it from your father. How did I yashin my father? Where did I yashin my father? It's a very strange thing. Even more strange, Darach HaShulchan says, Afa, he brings Rashi's lashon in the Gemara, that Afa Pisha dying like Padai Ad, even though father didn't do a pinyan, have a kiilu padai. Kivan shepidin shalai. Have a kiilu. Hifri sha'av chamisha skalim. Upada behen vikvan la'atzmai. Lashon arash. So here, it's like the father did the pidyon. Vizehu. And then the child yashes it. Then he says, b'shem deprisha, zehu kesharak hu hayayrish. There's only one son to yashen it. Av kshiyesh oid yarshim, mischalei kapidyon lekulam. All the children divided. It's a chayv. A chayv like any chayv.
So the father was owed the money. So
why was the father owed the money? The child gives any kind he wants.
It's understood that the Lamed Yayin.
So what happens? If the Lamed Yayin, the son has to do a pinyan. Who does he give the money to? His dead father.
The father has to do the pinyan.
The father's dead. The father had to do a pinyan, but he died. So we all agree, if the father had done a mice pinyan somehow, then it would be over. His father didn't do a nice opinion. So now the son is a son who's not podoy. So why does he have to give his brothers? Why doesn't he just take out 5 shekalim and give it to whoever he wants? Like any son. Any ben who's not podoy. So, but he has to divide it with them. No, it's yashining. He says that it's no. Shulchan Aruch says Yarshai b'nai mimenu. The father yash, the son yashes from the father. Why does he yash from the father? What?
That's better for him.
Which man?
Yarshai b'nai. You don't choose. It's better for me to yash, better than not to yash. What? Let's say they are. Why did I get it? I give it to whoever I want. See, you hear? He only has to give 4 shekalim. He has 5 brothers. Everyone gets 1 shekel. And he gets double. He gets pishnayim. He's the bechor, right? He gets pishnayim. So he's going to give all the other brothers that.
Is this a loan? Is this like a
Hasidic
loan? Then the bechor wouldn't get more double. But Rebbe, if there are other brothers, then the other brothers should be able to say to him, "How could you take your Yerusha and then take the 5? Why do we have to participate in your 5? He shouldn't be able to take 5 off the top." He's mechuyev in pinyan. They're not mechuyev to be part of him.
Therefore,
they should split the Yerusha, and then he should have to take the 5 off the top. The 5 off his Yerusha.
If it makes you feel any better, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, "Ein ha'inyan muvan." Harei seif seif adayin le'padai veich nemer ki'ilu padai. He wasn't paid to him. And what do you mean ki'ilu padai? Like, what's going on here? It's half ki'ilu padai and half padai. So I don't know if it's our climber that it goes both ways. What's going on here? It doesn't seem to make sense. Then my tzich ve'al varai, he shouldn't have to give away any money. Why does he have to give his brothers? No, he says he does. He says Zel kisharak hu ay Irish. The Shulchan Aruch, but he's the only Irish. Kshiyeshay Yarshim mischazei kapidyon lekulam. Mischazei mischalek mischalek kapidyon lekulam. So therefore, what? No, he's saying the mechaber is talking when he's the only Irish.
That's how the Shulchan learned. Well, if you learn the mechaber, and you say,
so you're saying not like Darach Shulchan. So then what? So I'm asking you one question. When the father was alive, anything happened at all if the father didn't do a mice? Zero happened. So why isn't this child, like any child, any Baal Tshuva Bechar, who just paid himself however he wants? He has to give it to a Kayyim. Where does he keep it to himself? He's Yisrael.
When he when he's before he's dead, he's automatic.
What? Oh, you mean it's a suffix if it's automatic or not? It's a suffix if it's automatic. So why does he have to do anything? I'm asking about Avaraya. No, he really doesn't. We're going to have later if twins are born, a boy and a girl, and you don't know who's first. He doesn't have to do anything. Mr. Velvaraya doesn't have to do anything. If it's a selfie. It's a Mishnah and Bechairis. We're going to have it later on the show. That's called Roy. A man dies, he has a chayv owed to him. Yoshev split. So the din is account receivable are called Roy, and they divide evenly. The only din of an account receivable is that the Bechar doesn't get Pishnai. Yes. He owes himself a chayv. Well, why is he owed money? But no. If a man dies, he has a son as a Bechar. A regular Yisrael, he dies, he has a son, the son is 50 years old, he's never paid him. Depending on the father died. He never paid his son. There's a chayv, he owes money to Kohanim. Kohanim can come and take from his Yerusha. There's no chayv unless you do opinion. There's a chayv, but it's not a. I'll tell you, in the Chedusha of Shimon, in Kedushin, Simon Tez Zayin.
Maybe yes.
Just there's no Teveya.
Assuming the kid is still a Kohen.
There's just no Teveya.
No, maybe a Kohen. No, a regular Yisrael who dies before being called his son, and the son is still a Kohen. So the father is nobody to do this pigeon, otherwise, the father, the estate of the father, is owes the money.
You owe the money? There's no Teveya.
It's not to collect because there's nobody.
You see, you can't. Tashas, you don't owe the money if you don't have the mitzvah. The son's going to be paid and the father owes also.
The
son will be paid. He'll be a gadol. He'll turn by mitzvah. He'll be paid. So he'll be paid and the father owes money. It's a very, very difficult. If there would be only one kohen in the world and he's typhus, then you can't take back. You only take back because you have typhus. No, you have your right to choose which kohen. There's
only one
kohen. What?
There's
no typhus. No, I'm saying, Yitzur, there would be such a case. Then. Well, when was he? He was typhus and no mitzvah happened. So why is the child chayiv to do pidyon? Look, this is, as I told you when we started, today we're learning, it's a very difficult topic. There is a tshuva in the Meshav Davar, a chelik beis, tshuva pehei, and the Chedusha Reb Shimon. The Chedusha Reb Shimon is in Kedusha Simit HaZayin. They both say the same thing. The Chedusha Reb Shimon, it's written more bekitzer than it is in the tshuva in the Meshav Davar. Of course, the answer is, there are two dinim. There got to be, there has to be, that there are two dinim. In his language, be a dinzer nearly as daiti, the ikab opinion shnei devarim. There are two parts to opinion. Echad hu shiagiu hei sloim l'kayin. One is that the chayv has to get paid up, a kayin has to get five sloim. Vasheni shal yedizeh yechavin lasis pidyin lafgia kedusha saben. And the second is, you do need Yechavin. What it means is that you have to have kavana to do a pidyon. To do a pidyon, he says, if a Yisrael who has a bechar gave five shkolim to a kayin without having a mind, that should be a pidyon. It's not a pidyon. It has to be that you're giving it l'shem pidyon. Ubekayin shenayla like ben chalal dikdim bechar alav in your pidyon. The ben kayin shenayla bekashrus who mafkia es atzmai a ben kayin who's a kasher. He patters himself of a chol tzar opinion. V'kiv in the lach alamid kvar neschayiv ha'av beheisloim zocha ba'atzmai bechiyuv. The chayiv five sloim, he's already zaycha. V'schus zeh nifta mechiyuvai, he's patter from pain. Chashmina kilu kvar kivul ha'kayin es chamesh sloim. There are two din. There's a din mamon that he owes money to shevir ha'kuhuna, And that the father is Zaychen himself, and it's over. The Chai Mamin is over. The Lapidian Sarach Davar Amitaltel Vagufay Mamin Shedava Be'en. We learn out from Klal Prat to Klal that Pidyon has to be a certain way. You can't be paid to a karka we had, you can't be paid to a shtaris. So there are two dinim. There's a din mamin, and there's a din of Shiheya ben Padui, that you have to have a ceremony or a kavana to be paida. Mishumachi, Isa ben Asha, Bacham Islam Afrasha Ba'alma. Therefore the son needs only the Hafrasha. There's no din mamin. But the kind of the Bekesazah, who is a pidyon lechud, belina sina lekayim. So that's what he's saying. It's a kasha. So according to this, the two dinim, there's a chayv mamin. Now we're going to have later in Shulchan Aruch that when you have twins and you don't know it's a suffix which is a bechar and which is not, so you don't do anything. You don't do anything. It's a sif chafei. Mishulay bichrei ishtay v'yalda zachon nekeva and you do as a man yatzarishin. Ain kan l'kayin klum. Does he have to do a ceremony? It doesn't say, but it doesn't say in halacha such a thing.
We don't
always
need the
pity.
Maybe the sister is
old. But a mice says, you know, no, because if it's a girl, then it's not either or. If the girl's old first, then it's fine. So the chiddush here is it's tali and dine mamin. The chiddush is that pidyon haben is tali and a mice is of a raya, and if you can't prove it, you don't have to pay. It's tali and chay. What? So where does he get this? He gets it from two places. One is Shimon Shinhei Sifutes. That's what he quotes. Vub Yerudei Shimon Shinhei Sifutes. He does have a second raya from the Gemara Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph Tana Rabbanan. Excuse me. Who liftais? Who b'nai liftais? Who kaidem l'b'nai? We had this. If a man has to be paid to himself and his son, he goes first. So if Shimon says, if it's just a chayv mamin, if you owe, you owe $5 from one thing and $5 from another thing. What's the difference which one you pay first? Chayv mamin, who liftais, b'nai liftais, why, who kaidim l'bnai, if it's just a chayv mamin. If it's a hafkos kedusha, if it does something to the person, so I'm a chayv take care of myself, why take care of my son? But if it's just a chayv mamin, without any hafkos kedusha at all, then it's not that way. That din of first chayv is only by shibudei karka. By mamin, there's no halacha first chayv, even though I'm so used to it from yeshiva. Whoever grabs, if somebody owes you money, if somebody has 10 havois bepeh, someone owes you money, you find out he owes everybody money. So you go grab, even if you're not first, even if you're last. There's no halacha, the din of the Gemara, certainly there's no halacha of kedima on who goes first. All right, now this is a very confusing thing, because the pashtus is that pidyon haben is only tali in dine mamanis. That's the pashtus. There's one din, a din chay by pidyon haben, and pashtus, that's it. What seems from here is that there is, besides the din mamin, there is a some type of chiyav afrasha. Even it's not going, the money's not going anywhere. There is some type of chiyav afrasha. It bothers me. It doesn't say that the father should do a ma'isa afrasha. Take it out of one packet, say zu pidyon haben, and put it in his other packet. Like now, the Bar HaGadol says it. He says it's like truma. You have to say zu truma. So maybe the Bar HaGadol is the source for it. But it does seem to be problematic. And the lashon of both Rashi and the Rush. That's brought in the Aruch HaShulchan, this is Simchat and Samach Aleph, that it's Ki'ilu, the son is Padui. It's a very...
Rabbi, can we say that Hilkos is going on both? Either the father or the son, the Hilkos is going on both.
Maybe the Hilkos is the last four is going on both.
Could be. In any event, even the father...
What does the Gross say on Hilkos? Okay, I mean, she points out the Gemara. Okay, what? I'll bring you a right. A Kayan doesn't have to accept it. Because here you could have a pinyon haben without a Kayan. A riddle. How could you have a pinyon haben with no Kayan? The answer is the Cholol, his father died after 30 days. The son is Yisrael. How does he do the pinyon haben? He takes out five Sloim. He says, Zu pinyon alatzmi, and he puts it back in his own packet. He yashins from his father. So here you have a case where there's no kayin at the pinyon haben. There's no kayin getting a penny. To the dead father? It goes to the dead father. But the dead father already was zaycheh. Dead people can't be zaycheh. No kayin for dead people. So you have to say like Rav Shimon that the Chai Mamin was taking care of Bechayev. And the Din Afrashas now, like by Tevel. By Tevel, you separate, there's no Kohen getting the Truma. You separate the Truma and you keep it for yourself. And you saw can eat it, we could sell it. So that's that Rav Shimon makes that point. That's not opinion. It's halacha if you owe someone money from two sources, the recipient could say, I'm taking it for that chayiv, not for the one you meant. There's such a din. Shimon says, you can't do it by pidyon haben. The kohen can't say, if I owe the kohen $5 from the groceries, so I give him $5. And the kohen says, okay, I'm being makabalit for the pidyon. Can't do that. It has to be the shame pidyon, because that's Rav Shimon's chiddush, that there's such a thing as a hafrash l'shem pidyon. The opposite. The father's
giving the shame pidyon, but the kohen doesn't know anything about pidyon. Do you think that he's
so I don't know. If the Kohen has to know, I don't know. That the giver has to know. Oh, the recipient, no, we had last time, if a Kohen doesn't want to take it, you throw it in the mail slot, that it's bothering. You don't need a Kabbalah. You need a Kinyan. Well, I'm going to move on to the next tip, just because it's a once-a-week Seder. We can't spend so much time on it. It would come out that the father should do Afrasha, even though it doesn't say here in Halacha, but there is such a thing. Is there a pagam in the child? Pashtus, there's no pagam in the child. There's no halacha pagam. However, it does seem that there is something. The Aruch HaShulchan explains, if it's called pidyon, there has to be some change. In his Akdama, he explains that there is some change in the child who's part of it. What exactly?
The famous people know that the man should buy a pidyon aben. He's not allowed to do a mezuzah.
You know, I work with him. He's Kedusha. Kedusha Guf. Halacha based on the Shvan. Why by twins we say no? So it seems if there's no chayiv, then there's no mitzvah. If there's a chayiv to pay, then the mitzvah kicks in. If not, now I'm telling you right now, this Rav Shimon and this Sif is a chiddush. The pashtus is it depends on dinei chayiv. Or I'm going to say over raya. In Sif Chafei, we'll have a few sifim. When you add something to it, that's the chiddush. You start making different chilukim and halacha. You're going to halacha lehavi raya. This is the. I told you we started the difficult issue. Let's see the next sif, which touches on another lamdisha topic. Chaf and chafal factory go together. Hashifcha shenishtachera v'kutis shenizgaira. Kutis here means a guy. You have a guy who's megayer kishen mu'ubarais. Complicated case. You have a goyish woman who's pregnant, presumably from a guy, doesn't really matter from whom. The yoldu, and then they give birth after the geiris. Afal pi shehirasai shalai b'kdusha. Even though conception was as a non-Jew. Hoyol v'noyla b'kdusha. He have a baby where conception was not Jewish, at birth was Jewish. Chayiv. Shenema petarechem b'Yisrael. Here, it doesn't depend on conception. It depends on Peter Rechem, and who opens the womb. V'arei, Pitrei Rechem b'Yisrael. You open the womb when the mother was Jewish. If any Yiduam Kedushin is Gairus, if you don't know she became pregnant before Gairus, after then, I'm Yitzim Echaveh, all of a ride. So, Kedushin is
Gairus.
Yeah, you're right, okay. And sorry, you don't know he gave birth.
You did not know that.
And you do him kaddish this guy after this guy, right?
He died.
He was
drunk at
the time. Okay. All right. You have a Baal Tshuva. He grows up. He knows his mother was Megayer. He doesn't know when. Okay. Kasha for Meisah. Yeah, but sometimes a person. What you ask if you're pregnant? Yeah. Okay. It's not my kid to ask him. Now Simcha Falef continues. I could just show she all do ba'akach this guy. They gave birth on this guy. Okay, that's an easy din. If you give birth out to Goy and then you Megayer, so the next child is not Peterech. Okay, so here we have a issue. Is a child who's born in such a way a Ger or a Yisrael from birth? Okay, you have here a lady who conceived at the time that she was a guy and gave birth at the time she was a Jew. This child who's now born Is he a Jew from birth? Or is he a ger? On the one hand, at conception, he was a guy. On the other hand, at birth, he was a Jew. Is Yiddishkeit decided at the moment of conception or at the moment of birth?
Could he change his mind by before his
bar mitzvah? Could he change his mind by his bar mitzvah? Or do you do bris 8 days? By a ger, you don't do bris. If you're a guy or a 6-day-old boy, you do bris when he's 6 days old, if you can handle it. Or you mechal Shabbos, because of nafkamina. So here, there's a dogma ravava, and simur reis samazai, we're going to learn Hilchus Geirus next, in Yitz Hashem. In Hilchus Geirus, the dogma ravava, which is Nabi Yehuda says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, a woman who's pregnant, that's Taivo, the Geirus is for her and for her child, for both. The Dogma Ravava says, but the Bezdin has to know she's pregnant. The Bezdin has to know that she's carrying a child. If Bezdin doesn't know, then it depends. If we look at the baby as a piece of the mother, then it's a Geirus. Was the Uber is a part of the mother. Mother was Megayer. If we look at it as Uber Lav Yerechimai, that the Ub is a separate, autonomous person, so then the Geirus is not a good Geirus. So Dagum Ravava says, Bezdin has to know that there's a baby. If Bezdin doesn't know, the baby is not in this guy.
What's the knowledge of Bezdin helping this baby?
Without Bezdin, a Geirus is not a Geirus. The son of the guy himself is not a Geirus.
They witness her
Geirus. She's a Geirus. They have to know that there are two Geirus taking place. Because how do they know? They can do a Geirus if you don't know it's a Geirus.
They
would never object, but you don't have to be my dia, the Uber, the old Mrs. Kalas, Mrs. Chamuris, he's an Uber. When you shecht an animal and there's a baby inside, you don't have to know that you're shechting. There's no halacha of knowing that you're shechting. The chalais shechita is when the shechita takes place. It's a ben kayama, right? I'll tell you what's on Gemara. The Gemara says, Muberesh and Nisgaira, so the vlad is Nisgaira ima. So the Gemara says, Bishlam alamandi yomer uber yarachimai. It's very good. It's part of the mother. So it's like the mother's limb. Avalamandi yomer uber lav yarachimai. How does the tefillah oila for the child? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara doesn't say about knowing. The Gemara doesn't say a word. The Gemara just says, how does it work? So the Gemara answers, the Hainu Revise, the Gemara says that the child is considered Taivold. Ait Chatzitza. The mother's womb is a Chatzitza. So the Gemara says Hainu Revise. It's not a Chatzitza, it's the normal way that the person is. Just like, I don't have to be Taivold my kidneys. My kidneys are inside of me. If I'm Taivold, the kidneys are Gataivold. So the same thing, the Ben in the mother is Gataivold. Because Hainu Revise. It's not a Chatzitza. That's Gemara's Teretz. So Dogam Ravava learns that if Uba Lav Yarechimai, the Uba is a separate person, the Uba is a Ger. The Uba has a Din Ger. And when the Uba is born, he has a Din Ger. If the Uba has a Din Ger, so then you have to know the Geris. The Kasha is, it doesn't stim here. Here we're saying that that there's a Din Pidyon HaBen on the child, which is Masha, the child's not a Ger. Which is the child's a Ger? It's exceptions. It's talam peter rechem, even though he's a ger, even though it could be exceptions peter rechem. I'll tell you where this discussion comes up today. There's I think there's a consensus already, but over the last 30 years, there's been a very serious discussion over the status of host mothers, the status of surrogate mothers. There are women who ovulate and don't have a womb that can carry a child, like Elenu. There are women who have a womb, they carry a child, and don't ovulate. So they take the ovum, the egg, from one mother, and they impregnate with the father's zera in a dish, in a lab, and then they plant it into the surrogate mother, the mother who's carrying the child, and they carry it. So the question is, who's the real mother, la halacha, of this child? Is it the biological mother? You do DNA testing, it's going to be the donor mother. Or is it the mother that carries the child? Now, there are those who bring a raya from Pidyon HaBen that the birth is what determines. Because here you have somebody who was conceived as a guy, Gayim apata from Pidyon HaBen, and born as a Jew, and we say Yechayim Pidyon HaBen. If he's a guy, so why, if a guyish child is born from a Peter Rechem Yisrael, why would a guy is born from Peter Rechem Yisrael be Chayim Pidyon HaBen? So must be that it's a Jew. So from here they bring a raya that it's a Jew. Taisus there in Bechayrus says, Hu Adin. It's a bigger raya from Taisus than from here. Taisus, Hu Adin, if the mother who's Megayer is carrying twins. I don't know if the Beznas know that they're twins, I don't know, but Taisus, if you're carrying twins and give birth, they're considered brothers. Even though Gershon's Gaia is Kekanshin Adam, he doesn't have brothers. If they're twins born, then they're brothers. There seems to be a raya that birth is the determining factor of relationships, of relatives, and that this is the only raya on the Tzara Keneged. This is the raya that birth should determine. I think today there's a consensus that conception determines. But what? Donor mother. That's a question. Does the donor mother have any relationship? Logic would say that the donor mother is the mother, and the carrying mother is nothing more than a donor mother is a incubator that causes the child to be born. What? The Gemara, the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says that child's a ger. So it's mashma that legabe yadis. Okay. The shailas have to do with the concept of yichus Yisrael and kedushas Yisrael, the two aspects to Yiddishkeit. It would seem in this case that there's a division. There's a division in this child. Let's say the donor mother is a guy and the birth mother is a Jew, which is the case. She conceived as a guy, she gave birth as a Jew. So it would seem that there's some type of division here between call it the Yichus Yisrael and the Kedush Yisrael. The Yichus Yisrael, the Yichus should be the conception. That's the Yichus. The Gabe Pinya Ban could be a special pasuk. I have no problem. That can be special. But the pasuk won't help you if it's a Gaish, a child born through a Recham of Yisrael. What's it going to help you? Why would it be Chayiv opinion? A Gaish, a child born from a Recham Yehudi, why would that be Mechayiv you if it's a Gaish, a child? Elamai, it's a Jewish child. That's a Jewish child that's a Ger? It's his mother's son? Or it's a Katan Shanayla Dami? So Taisus understands that it's not a Katan Shanayla Dami. If they are brothers, it would also be related. So the brothers related is not exactly because of Peter Recham. Brothers being with
us.
So this is a shtickle Torah that.
You can't be right, that everything is different.
The shtickle Torah. Ishik is as we have Yalda Zachar. It could be. There are those today who want to bring. Dr. Abraham brings such a thing. Ishik is as we have Yalda Zachar. It's totally B'shas Azriya. I know, we don't dash him sukim. I'll tell you, Dr. Abraham in his Nishmas Avraham brings B'shem Reb Simon Zalman Orbach the following chiddush. He says that a mother, even if it's her own egg, but if the conception is in the lab and the baby is planted into the mother, even let's say it's her own zera, but and it's planted in the mother, which today is a very IVF is a very standard procedure. It says when the baby is born, the mother does not have Yemei Tumah V'Tahara. Isha Ki says Riyavi Yalda Zacha. Not if Dazra is in the lab. And, okay, Dina Tumah V'Tahara, we don't worry about. Mashiach has to come. And, therefore, you're not Mechal Shabbos, even on the eighth day of the Bris. Because as Isha Ki says Riyavi Yalda Zacha, then Yemei Shmini Yabasar Lasa. So Shem Zaman held that if you have an IVF child, which is, happens a lot today, that there's no Dinei Tumah, and that this child, you're not Mechal Shabbos. A double pellet, that's what he writes. See, he writes of Shem Zaman. He always writes in Shem Zaman. So in his later volume, where he has notes in the back, he has Hamoin Gedolim that argued with this Chiddush. Ravad Yosef is one of them. argue with this chiddush, like it's darshin psukim. All of a sudden, you should say, oh, there's achi darshining an exception. We don't darshin psukim. So this is a tumul. It's a fair tumul, but it's all right. We're going to get next week to the dinim of a child after a miscarriage, which is chavdeis and chavdeis.